More than a third of tobacco smokers are buying more cigarettes than pre-lockdown, it seems, at the moment. To tell us more, I'm joined now by GP and Medical Director at the Centre for Health Research and UK Education, Dr. Pooja Padwara. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jason.
So it's not good news on the smoking front at the moment. It seems with people with time on their hands are currently turning to nicotine.
That's right. It is because we are all experiencing really challenging times. And this is the time when people naturally will get anxious, get stressed, because there is so much uncertainty. And we know that stress as well as boredom increases risk of somebody smoking. So we are seeing a lot of people smoking more, and people who have managed to quit before, unfortunately, are relapsing back to smoking.
Now, it hasn't been a fact, though, people just turned to smoking. A number of people have tried to give up during the lockdown period, and it hasn't worked out well for them, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, we all know that some people are trying to quit smoking because COVID is a respiratory disease, and it's great. I would like to congratulate those people who have considered quitting during this time. But I would also encourage them to ask for help, because we know it is very difficult to quit on your own. And the success chances of quitting as well as staying quit are very low when somebody tries to do it on their own. And this is the time, actually, when there are so many good stop smoking aids available. There are so many tools available, like different apps, websites. So I would encourage all the smokers and ex-smokers to use these tools and seek help when they are trying to quit smoking, so that the success chances are significantly higher.
Yeah, so we basically want people to reduce their tobacco and nicotine intake. So even if they've managed to get off cigarettes and move on to vaping, they really should still be trying to withdraw from that as well.
Yes, we know that vaping is definitely safer than cigarettes. It is basically harm reduction. So, yes, if someone can manage to quit nicotine as well completely, that's fantastic. But if by stopping using safer nicotine, either in the form of electronic cigarette or in the form of long-term NRT or nicotine replacement therapy, then if they think by stopping that, if they are going to go back to smoking, then our UK policies and health authorities actually suggest stay on the safer nicotine rather than going back on smoking. So we know smoking is really, really bad, and we should do everything to stay away from that.
Absolutely. And this all ties in with World No Tobacco Day that's coming up this Sunday.
So yeah, that's again a very good reason for people to just make that probably a quit day. And just do it. There has never been a better time to quit than now. They can decrease their risk of COVID complications, as well as long-term risks from cancer, lung and heart disease, and so many other illnesses.
And it will be a gradual process as the body clears all the nasties out of the system, but they will start to feel better physically within a relatively short space of time.
Yeah, we can see that levels of carbon monoxide lower within a few hours of stopping smoking. Their exercise stamina will increase, their immunity will be better. And of course, as I said, long-term diseases like heart and lung disease and cancer risks will be lower as well. So this is the best time to quit, really.
And of course, with the situation with COVID-19, we should avoid touching our faces, and therefore avoiding putting cigarettes and vaping devices into your mouth will reduce your risk of COVID-19 as well.
Absolutely. That's what WHO or World Health Organization advises us. It is we are avoiding any contact or touching face and using masks. So this is the time, again, to decrease risk of COVID through that as well, definitely.
So where can we go to find out more about World No Tobacco Day?
So we can find out about that on WHO or World Health Organization's website. We can go on public health website. But for people who want to quit smoking, they can use NHS Smoke-Free website. They can make their personalized plan for quitting. Yeah, seek help on all the stop smoking aids, from NRT to electronic cigarettes. Most of their local stop smoking services would be open as well. If not face-to-face, they can have telephone consultations and seek help for that.
So great ways to help. And as we say, it is that big event, World No Tobacco Day, on Sunday, the 31st of May. And it'd be great if people across our area could hang back from the tobacco and nicotine products on that day and give it a try, see how they get on, and hopefully they can reduce their overall intake of these products.
Absolutely. This is the time to quit smoking. They can go on safer nicotine if they need that to quit smoking. Take help, use all the aids available and recommended by Public Health England, and stop smoking. This is the time to stop smoking.
Well, Dr. Pujan Pedwaran, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jason.